Welcome back, Cairo Knights. My name is Aaron Mason. I'm here next to G. Scott.
I already hate this game.
Oh, I mean, that's right.
I mean, you know what? You just gave me, Drew, you have Drew and I, a piece of paper, and you gave us a Sharpie. And I feel like I'm in school, and I feel like I got to write my name on the left side and the date
on the
right.
No, you're good. You're good.
It's just, I'm just, I don't miss school. Like, oh, you know, you better, you know, enjoy school now because when it's time to pay bills, I'd rather go pay bills.
Well, get ready because you're about to learn something right now if you don't already know it, because today is March 14th. That is 314, the number pi. It is National Pi Day. And so I decided it's time to play a little game. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Whose Pi Is It Anyway? I am your host, Aaron Mason, and as we all know, P-I-E covers a wide variety of confections, and P-I is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter, but because it's irrational, it can be written as a fraction, and instead, it is an infinitely long, non-repeating number. I'm going to ask our two contestants, Drew Barth and G. Scott, a series of pi or pi-themed questions. G and Drew will write down their answers, and we will see who will reign supreme as the Cairo Knight, Prince of Pi. Now, if you want to play along at home, you can text your answers to the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. And boys, no cheating. I'm going to need you to close those text line windows. Are the contestants ready?
Ready as they'll ever be.
I ain't talking like that, but I'm ready.
You like my game show voice?
I love it.
Okay, let's do a warm-up. This doesn't count. Yep. No points.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to get everybody comfortable.
Okay.
Finish this American expression originating from the 1890s. Easy as blank. This expression, originating from the 1890s, easy as blank. Okay, let's see what we've got. Hold up your answers. I see apple pie from Drew. I see pie or 1, 2, 3.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to give you both a correct ding.
All right.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This one's for points. 18% of men say this person makes the best homemade pie. 18% of men surveyed say this person makes the best homemade pie. Write big, boys. You have lots of pieces of paper.
All right, I'm ready.
I see G is ready. Drew is still writing, and he is finished. Let's go to G. Scott. G.
Julia Child.
Julia Child is incorrect. Incorrect. Drew, 18% of men say,
Mom
makes the best homemade apple pie. That is also incorrect. Oh! The answer is their wives.
They lying. Mm. They are so lying. Nine times out of ten, you know you don't want to sleep on the couch, so of course you're going to say your wife. You know your wife can't cook.
Now, the wives are in the same situation because 2% of women say their husbands make the best homemade pie. Question number two. Used to calculate the area of a circle, pi is part of what famous mathematical formula? Used to calculate the area of a circle. What is that famous mathematical formula of which pi is a part? How are we doing, folks? Everybody's ready? Let's start with Drew.
Is it pi r squared?
Pi r squared, Drew.
Oh, that's what I forgot to do.
Is correct! Whoop, 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 whoop. G. Scott, what do we got?
I'm going to be fair. I was going to put 3.14 times 2.
That is, unfortunately, incorrect.
Damn.
Question number three. 9% of Americans prefer to eat their pie this way. 9% of Americans prefer to eat their pie this way. Here's a fun fact. Pie was not always America's favorite dessert. In the 19th century, fruit pies were a common breakfast food, eaten before the start of a long day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my answer, I don't know how it went from pie to and it got to, you know. All right. Who are we going for?
9% of Americans prefer to eat their pie this way, G. Scott.
With whipped cream?
With whipped cream is a good answer, but unfortunately, it's the wrong one. Drew Barth.
A la mode?
A la mode is also incorrect. Wait, no, that's the wrong sound. That's the appropriate one. 9% of Americans are insane and eat their pie crust first. That is ridiculous. I've never heard of such
you
a
did
thing.
Say 9%.
9%. It's very small. It's very small. Now, I want to open your mind up, boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Think about all the things that pie could mean, because...
I did.
Question number four, G-Scott. It is estimated that Americans eat 350 slices of this pie each second. Americans eat 350 slices of this pie every second of the day. I see we've got answers already. That's a quick one. Why kill any more time? G. Scott.
Man, it better be apple pie.
It better be apple pie. But is it? No, Drew Barth. Let's think outside the line, boys.
Pizza pie?
Drew says pizza pie. Drew is correct.
Are you serious?
That's right. 350 slices of pizza. It's consumed every second in the United States of America. 94% of Americans eat pizza regularly. 40% of Americans eat pizza at least once a week. And 36% of all pizza orders, they want it topped with pepperoni. Okay, here we go. Score update. G. Scott, not on the board yet. He's got time to make up points. Drew is ahead with 2. Question number 5. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to have eaten an entire pie blank. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to eat an entire pie blank. And for any of you space enthusiasts out there, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory uses only 15 digits of pi for its highest accuracy calculations for interplanetary navigation. Question number 5. Drew, what have you got? By themselves, Drew Barth. That's a point for you. G. Scott, tell us what you got.
By themselves.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of a victory party is this? Question number 5, a hot one for all the contestants on board. Now, question number 6. It's the final question, and it's for a possible 2 points.
All right.
G's got 1. Drew's got 3. It's still anybody's game. Many genius minds are associated with Pi Day. For a possible 2 points, name the famous theoretical physicist born today in 1879 and the famous theoretical physicist who died on this day in 2018. We've got 2 famous.
Wait, they died in 2018?
Yes. There are 2 names we're looking for. One was born today in 1879, and the other died last year on this day.
Oh, man. Oh.
Do you need some time? Gee, I will give you some time because I can fill you in with a fact. Today, this is breaking news. Google announced that one of its employees had found nearly 9 trillion new digits of pi, setting a new record.
I can't remember. It's my man's name that was in the wheelchair. Is it him? I can't.
Judges?
I got it.
Judges? Yes, we're going to accept my man in the wheelchair, Stephen Hawking. Do you have a guess, G?
I didn't know. I wouldn't have got his name.
Do you have a guess, G, about the other name, the other famous theoretical physicist who was born in 1879 on today, 314?
I only got Einstein, and I know he was.
G?
Huh?
You only got the right answer. It's Albert Einstein. Now, let's see where we're at, because the score is tied, 3-3. G, Drew, it all comes down to this. Drew Barth, all you need to give me is one of these names. Do you have them?
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking! He's done it again! Yay!
Drew Barth.
Congratulations! Congratulations to Drew Barth.
Good win.
The Cairo Knights, Prince of Pie. Thank you for playing Whose Pie Is It Anyway? For David Burbank and the rest of the Whose Pie crew, I'm your host, Aaron Mason, and we will be back with more Cairo Knights after a quick word from our sponsors.